from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, you don't have to wait until November 5th to cast your vote in this year's elections. New Jersey officials are accepting vote-by-mail ballots already, and early voting locations open their doors tomorrow morning.
No appointment is necessary. Just head to one of your county's in-person early voting locations, sign in, and enter the booth like you would on election day.
Early voting begins this Saturday, October 26th through November 3rd.
Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way says more than a million New Jersey residents requested vote-by-mail ballots.
And an estimated 550,000 have returned them.
Way says while the state has a good working relationship with the Postal Service, folks with a vote-by-mail ballot are encouraged to drop it off with the County Board of Elections or in a drop box. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The risk of wildfire remains very high in New Jersey, though the red flags have been taken down. Conditions remain very dry, and just one spark could kick up a massive fire. The latest drought report now shows 70% of the state in drought. A third of New Jersey is in severe drought. Funeral services are tomorrow in Bridgeton for Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley. As the community gathers to say final goodbyes, police have confirmed Mosley's home was broken into at least two prior times before the deadly home invasion in which she was shot. The Cape May Prosecutor's Office is investigating. A Manalapan police officer has been indicted on sex crimes against teens.
Patrolman Kevin Roditsky has been indicted on 19 counts by a Monmouth County grand jury, prosecutors said Thursday. The 47-year-old Roditsky is accused of pulling over a 16-year-old girl on Route 9, handcuffing her, and trying to kiss her. He's also accused of sending the same girl inappropriate messages and photos on social media. Prosecutors say the Manalapan cop also sent explicit messages to another teen. Roditsky is currently suspended. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. Send to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is there any chance for rain this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Wildfire danger really ramping up again for tomorrow. We have the dry brush and dry air, of course, and tomorrow the brisk wind returns to the picture to complete the trio. We'll see some clouds creep in tonight and maybe a sprinkle. It's going to be comfortably cool. Low temperatures fall to around 50. Tomorrow still on the mild side in the mid to upper 60s, but it is going to turn windy with gusts between 20 and 30 miles an hour. A partly to mostly sunny Saturday. Sunday, the wind dies down, but temperatures going down too. Sunny skies, highs only in the mid-50s, a November-ish chill in the air to close out the weekend. Monday, mostly sunny skies, and highs recover to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Piscataway, 63, Point Pleasant, 62, Camden, 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL. Your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm. Specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.